London. Here is the order of service for Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral, which will take place at 11 a.m. British Summer Time, 3 a.m. Pacific, in Westminster Abbey on Monday, September 19, 2022. The service is conducted by the Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle MBE, Dean of Westminster. The service is sung by the Choir of Westminster Abbey and the Choir of the Chapel Royal, St. James's Palace, Joseph McCarty, Director of Music, under the direction of James O'Donnell, organist and master of the choristers, Westminster Abbey. The state trumpeters of the Household Cavalry are led by Trumpet Major Julian Sanford. The fanfare team of the Household Division Bands is conducted by Lieutenant Colonel David Beringer MBE, Commanding Officer, Household Division Bands. The organ is played by Peter Holder, sub-organist, Westminster Abbey. Before the service, the tenor bell is tolled every minute for 96 minutes, reflecting the years of Queen Elizabeth II's life. Members of foreign royal families, heads of state, and overseas government representatives are received at the Great West Door by the Dean and Chapter of Westminster and are conducted to their seats in the lantern. All remain seated. Music before the service. Matthew Jorish, assistant organist, Westminster Abbey, plays Fantasia of Four Parts Orlando Gibbons, 1583-1625, organist of Westminster Abbey 1623-25 Romanza, Symphony No. 5 in D, Ralph Vaughan Williams, 1872-1958, arranged by Robert Quinney, B. 1976, Reliqui Domum Meum Peter Maxwell Davies, 1934-2016, Meditation on Brother James's Heir, Harold Dark, 1888-1976, Prelude on Ecce Jam Noctis Opus 157 No. 3 Healy Willen, 1880-1968, Psalm Prelude Set 1 No. 2 Herbert Howells, 1892-1983, In the Country Opus 194 No. 2 Charles Villiers Stanford, 1852-1924, Fantasy on O Paradise, Malcolm Williamson, 1931-2003, Elegy Opus 58 Edward Elgar, 1857-1934, arranged by Matthew Jorish, B. 1992. The suborganist plays on Dante Espressivo, Sonata in G. Op. 28, Edward Elgar Suspiri Opus 70 Edward Elgar arranged by Peter Holder, B. 1990. The procession of religious representatives moves to places in the nave and the sacrarium. All remain seated. Verger MRs Marie van der Zyl President, Board of Deputies of British Jews Dr. Shirin Fosder Faroudi Representative of the Baha'i Community Mr. Nemu Chandaria Obe Representative of the Jain Community Mr. Malcolm Dabu Representative of the Zoroastrian Community The Venerable Bagoda Silaimala Representative of the Buddhist Community The Lord Singh of Wimbledon CBE Representative of the Sikh Community Mr. Rajneesh Kashyap General Secretary Hindu Council UKMR's Aliyah Azam MBE Interfaith Coordinator, Al Khoi Foundation Sheikh Dr. Asim Yusuf Muslim Scholar Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis Chief Rabbi of Great Britain and the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth Verger representing the Churches of Wales The Reverend Simon Walkling President, Free Church Council of Wales The Most Reverend Andrew John Archbishop of Wales The Most Reverend Mark O'Toole Archbishop of Cardiff representing the Churches of Scotland The Right Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields Moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland The Most Reverend Leo Cushley Archbishop of St. Andrews and Edinburgh The Most Reverend Mark Strange Primus Scottish Episcopal Church representing the Churches of Northern Ireland The Reverend David Nixon President Methodist Church in Ireland The Reverend Ian Brown Lead Minister Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church The Right Reverend Dr. John Kirkpatrick Moderator The Presbyterian Church in Ireland The Most Reverend Dr. Eamon Martin Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland The Most Reverend John McDowell Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland and Metropolitan representing the churches in England Pastor Agu Arukwu Senior Pastor, Jesus House UK Pastor Glyn Barrett National Leader, Assemblies of God The Reverend Canon Helen Cameron Moderator, Free Churches Group M. Sharmara Fletcher Principal Officer for Pentecostal and Charismatic Relations, Churches Together in England The Reverend Canon Graham Thompson President, Methodist Conference, His Eminence Archbishop Angelos, the Coptic Church in Great Britain, His Eminence Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster, His Eminence Archbishop Nikitas, Archbishop of Thyatira in Great Britain, Sergeant of the Vestry, the Very Reverend Professor David Ferguson Obe, Dean of the Thistle and of the Chapel Royal in Scotland, the Reverend Canon Paul Wright, Sub-Dean of His Majesty's Chapels Royal, the Right Reverend and Right Honourable Dame Sarah Mullally, DBE, Bishop of London and Dean of His Majesty's Chapels Royal, the Right Reverend David Connor KCVO, Dean of Windsor, the Right Reverend James Newcomb, Clerk of the Closet, the Right Reverend Dr. John Ing, Lord High Almoner. Members of the Royal Family are received at the Great West Door by the Dean and Chapter of Westminster and are conducted to their seats in the lantern. All remain seated. The Choir of Westminster Abbey and the Choir of the Chapel Royal, St. James's Palace, proceed to places in the nave and in choir. All remain seated. Order of service: all stand as the procession of the coffin enters the abbey. The choir of Westminster Abbey sings the sentences during which the procession of the coffin moves through the abbey. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John chapter 11 verses 25-26. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Job 19:25-27. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. William Croft, 1678-1727, 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. Job 121, Organist of Westminster Abbey 1708-27, The Choir of Westminster Abbey and the Choir of the Chapel Royal, St. James's Palace, sing thou knowest, Lord, the secrets of our hearts. Shut not thy merciful ears unto our prayer. But spare us, Lord most holy, O God most mighty, O holy and most merciful Saviour, thou most worthy Judge eternal, suffer us not, at our last hour, for any pains of death, to fall from thee. Amen. Henry Purcell, 1659-95. The Book of Common Prayer 1549. Organist of Westminster Abbey 1679-95. Heard a voice from heaven, saying unto me, Write, from henceforth blessed are I the dead which die in the Lord. Even so saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. Amen. William Croft, Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. Beadle, the Choir of Westminster Abbey. M.R. James O'Donnell, Organist and Master of the Choristers, Pursuivants and Heralds of Arms of Scotland, March, Falkland, Linlithgow, Unicorn, Ormond, Carrick, Rothesay, Marchmont, Pursuivants and Heralds of Arms of England, Portcullis, Bluemantle, Rouge Dragon, Wales, Norfolk, Maltravers, Windsor, York, Richmond, Kings of Arms, Norroy and Ulster, King of Arms, Lord Leon, King of Arms, Clarence, O King of Arms, Lady Usher of the Black Rod, Garter, Principal, King of Arms, Household of Queen Elizabeth II, Master of the Horse, Lord Steward, Director of the Royal Collection, Controller, Lord Chamberlain's Office, Master of the Household, Keeper of the Privy Purse, Private Secretary, the Queen's Page, the Queen's Page, Palace Steward, Verger, the King's Almsman, Verger, Primatial Cross of York, Primatial Cross of Canterbury, the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York, Primate of England and Metropolitan, the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury, Primate of All England and Metropolitan, the Cross of Westminster and Lights, the Reverend Robert Latham, Minor Canon and Sacrist, the Reverend Mark Birch, Minor Canon and Precentor, M.R. Paul Bowman, CBE, Receiver General, Sir Kenneth Olissa Obe, High Bailiff of Westminster, Verger, the Venerable Tricia Hillis, Canon Steward and Archdeacon of Westminster, the Reverend Dr. James Hockey, Canon Theologian and Almoner, the Right Reverend Anthony Ball, Canon of Westminster and Rector of St. Margaret's Church, the Reverend David Stanton, Sub-Dean and Canon Treasurer, Deans, Verger, the Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle, MBE, Dean of Westminster, Pallbearers, Pallbearers, Lord Chamberlain, Earl Marshal, Her Majesty's Coffin surmounted by the Imperial State Crown, the Orb and the Scepter, and borne by the Bearer Party, the Queen Consort, the King Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence, the Princess Royal, the Duke of York, the Countess of Wessex and Forfar, the Earl of Wessex and Forfar, the Princess of Wales, the Prince of Wales, Princess Charlotte of Wales, Prince George of Wales, the Duchess of Sussex, the Duke of Sussex, the Earl of Snowdon, Mr. Peter Phillips, the Duke of Gloucester, Prince Michael of Kent, the Duke of Kent household of the former Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall. Private Secretary, Principal Private Secretary Equerry, Master of the household of the Prince and Princess of Wales. Equerry all remain standing. The Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle MBE, Dean of Westminster, gives THEBIDDINGIN grief and also in profound thanksgiving we come to this house of God, to a place of prayer, to a church where remembrance and hope are sacred duties. Here, where Queen Elizabeth was married and crowned, we gather from across the nation, from the Commonwealth, and from the nations of the world, to mourn our loss, to remember her long life of selfless service, and ensure confidence to commit her to the mercy of God our Maker and Redeemer. With gratitude we remember her unswerving commitment to a high calling over so many years as Queen and Head of the Commonwealth. With admiration we recall her lifelong sense of duty and dedication to her people. With thanksgiving we praise God for her constant example of Christian faith and devotion. With affection we recall her love for her family and her commitment to the causes she held dear. Now, in silence, let us in our hearts and minds recall our many reasons for thanksgiving, pray for all members of her family, and commend Queen Elizabeth to the care and keeping of Almighty God. A brief silence is kept. Merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, in whom whosoever believeth shall live, though he die, and whosoever liveth, and believeth in him, shall not die eternally, who hast taught us, by his holy apostle Saint Paul, not to be sorry, as men without hope, for them that sleep in him, we meekly beseech thee, O Father, to raise us from the death of sin unto the life of righteousness, that, when we shall depart this life, we may rest in him, as our hope is this our sister death, and that, at the general resurrection in the last day, we may be found acceptable in thy sight, and receive that blessing, which thy well-beloved Son shall then pronounce to all that love and fear thee, saying, Come, ye blessed children of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Grant this, we beseech thee, O merciful Father, through Jesus Christ, our Mediator and Redeemer. Amen. All sing THEHYMNTHE day thou gavest, Lord, is ended, the darkness falls at thy behest. To thee our morning hymns ascended, thy praise shall sanctify our rest. We thank thee that thy church unsleeping, while earth rolls onward into light, through all the world her watch is keeping, and rests not now by day or night. As o'er each continent and island the dawn leads on another day, the voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. The sun that bids us rest as we king o'er brethren, neath the western sky, and hour by hour fresh lips are making thee wondrous doings heard on high. So be it, Lord, thy throne shall never, like earth's proud empires, pass away. Thy kingdom stands, and grows forever, till all thy creatures own thy sway. St. Clement John Ellerton, 1826-93, Clement Schofield, 1839-1904, arranged by James O'Donnell, B. 1961, all sit. The Right Honourable the Baroness Scotland of Asthall K.C., Secretary General of the Commonwealth, reads THE first LESSONNOW as Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign, till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20-26, 53 End. Thanks be to God. All remain seated. The choir sings THEPSALMLIKE as the heart desireth the water brooks. So longeth my soul after thee, O God. My soul is athirst for God, yea, even for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they daily say unto me, Where is now thy God? Now when I think thereupon, I pour out my heart by myself. For I went with the multitude, and brought them forth into the house of God, in the voice of praise and thanksgiving, among such as keep holy day. Why art thou so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why art thou so disquieted within me? Put thy trust in God. For I will yet give him thanks for the help of his countenance. Judith Weir CBE, B. 1954, Psalm chapter 42 verses 1-7 composed for this service the Right Honourable Elizabeth Truss MP, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, reads THE 2nd LESSON LET Not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. John chapter 14 verses 1-9a Thanks be to God. All stand to sing THEHYMNTHE Lord's my shepherd, all not want. He makes me down to lion pastures green. He leadeth meth quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. The choir sings yea, though I walk through death's dark vale, yet will I fear none ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. All sing my table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life's hall surely follow me. And in God's house for evermore my dwelling place shall be. Crimen attributed to Jesse Seymour Irvine, 1836-87. Harmony by David Grant, 1833-93. Descant by William Baird Ross, 1871-1950. Psalm chapter 23 in Scottish Psalter 1650-THE Sermon The Most Reverend and Right Honourable Justin Welby Archbishop of Canterbury, Primate of All England and Metropolitan All Remain Seated. The choir sings THEANTHEMMY soul, there is a country far beyond the stars, where stands a winged sentry all skillful in the wars. There above noise and danger, sweet peace sits crowned with smiles, and one born in a manger commands the beauteous files. He is thy gracious friend, and, O my soul, awake. Did in pure love descend, to die here for thy sake. If thou canst get but thither, there grows the flower of peace. The rose that cannot wither, thy fortress, and thy ease. Leave then thy foolish ranges, for none can thee secure, but one who never changes, thy God, thy life, thy cure. From Songs of Farewell Hubert Parry, 1848-1918, Henry Vaughan, 1621-95, the Reverend Mark Birch, minor canon and precentor, leads the prayers in confidence and trust, let us pray to the Father. All kneel or remain seated. The Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields, moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, says let us give thanks to God for Queen Elizabeth's long life and reign, recalling with gratitude her gifts of wisdom, diligence, and service. O God, from whom cometh everything that is upright and true, accept our thanks for the gifts of heart and mind that thou didst bestow upon thy daughter Elizabeth, and which she showed forth among us in her words and deeds. And grant that we may have grace to live our lives in accordance with thy will, to seek the good of others, and to remain faithful servants unto our lives' end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ms. Shermara Fletcher, Principal Officer for Pentecostal and Charismatic Relations, Churches Together in England, says confident in God's love and compassion, let us pray for all those whose hearts are heavy with grief and sorrow. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, Deal graciously, we pray thee, with those who mourn, that casting every care on thee, they may know the consolation of thy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Right Reverend and Right Honorable Dame Sarah Mullally DBE, Bishop of London and Dean of His Majesty's Chapels Royal, says let us pray for His Majesty the King and all the royal family, that they may know the sustaining power of God's love and the prayerful fellowship of God's people. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless our most gracious sovereign Lord King Charles, Camilla the Queen Consort, William Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thine everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Reverend Canon Helen Cameron, moderator of the Free Churches Group, says in recognition of Queen Elizabeth's service to this United Kingdom, let us rejoice in her unstinting devotion to duty, her compassion for her subjects, and her counsel to her ministers, and we pray for the continued health and prosperity of this nation. Almighty God, whose will it is that all thy children should serve thee in serving one another, look with love, we pray thee, on this nation. Grant to its citizens grace to work together with honest and faithful hearts, each caring for the good of all, that, seeking first thy kingdom and its righteousness, they may possess all things needful for their daily sustenance and the common good, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. His Eminence Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Archbishop of Westminster, says let us give thanks for Queen Elizabeth's commitment to the Commonwealth throughout her reign, for her service and dedication to its peoples, and for the rich bonds of unity and mutual support she sustained. Almighty and everlasting God, hear our prayer for the Commonwealth, and grant it the guidance of thy wisdom. Inspire those in authority, that they may promote justice and the common good. Give to all its citizens the spirit of mutual honor and respect. And grant to us all grace to strive for the establishment of righteousness and peace, for the honor of thy name. Amen. The Most Reverend and Right Honorable Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York, Primate of England and Metropolitan, says we give thanks to God for Queen Elizabeth's loyalty to the faith she inherited through her baptism and confirmation, and affirmed at her coronation, for her unswerving devotion to the gospel, and for her steadfast service as Supreme Governor of the Church of England. O.R.D., we beseech thee to keep thy household the Church in continual godliness, that through thy protection she may be free from all adversities, and devoutly given to serve thee in all good works, to the glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The precentor says let us pray that we may be given grace to live as those who believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to eternal life. Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house, where there shall be no darkness nor dazzling, but one equal light, no noise nor silence, but one equal music, no fears nor hopes, but one equal possession, no ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity, in the habitation of thy glory and dominion, world without end. Amen. John Donne, 1572-1631. The choir sings Taste and See How Gracious the Lord Is. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Ralph Vaughan composed for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, 1953. William Psalm chapter 34 verse 8. The precentor concludes in confidence and hope. Let us pray to the Father in the words our Savior taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. All stand to sing THEHYMNLOVE Divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven, to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesu, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Come, Almighty to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return, and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy hosts above, pray, and praise thee, without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee, changed from glory into glory till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Blainworn Charles Wesley, 1707-88, William Rowlands, 1860-1937, arranged by James O'Donnell, remain standing. Fourth commendation. The Archbishop of Canterbury says, let us commend to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer, the soul of Elizabeth, our late Queen. Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Lord and Giver of Life, who of thy grace in creation didst form mankind in thine own image, and in thy great love offerest us life eternal in Christ Jesus, claiming the promises of thy most blessed Son, we entrust the soul of Elizabeth, our sister here departed, to thy merciful keeping, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life, when Christ shall be all in all, who died and rose again to save us, and now liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, in glory forever. Amen. O fourth, O Christian soul, from this world, in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who suffered for thee, in the name of the Holy Spirit, who was poured out upon thee and anointed thee, in communion with all the blessed saints, and aided by the angels and archangels and all the armies of the heavenly host, may thy portion this day be in peace, and thy dwelling in the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. All remain standing. The choir sings THEANTHEMWHO shall separate us from the love of Christ? Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Alleluia. Amen. Sir James Macmillan CBE, B. 1959. Composed for this service Romans 8:35a, 38b, and the Dean pronounces the BLESSINGGOD grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord, and to us sinners, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. All remain standing. Forth last post silence is kept. Reveille all sing THE National ANTHEMGOD save our gracious King, long live our noble King, God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us, God save the King. Thy choicest gifts in store on him be pleased to pour, long may he reign. May he defend our laws, and ever give us cause to sing with heart and voice, God save the King. Arranged by Gordon Jacob, 1895-1984, all remain standing. The Queen's Piper, Warrant Officer Class 1, Pipe Major, Paul Burns, plays Sleep, Dearie, Sleep Traditional. All remain standing as the coffin and processions leave the church. The sub-organist plays Fantasia in C minor BWV 562 Johann Sebastian Bach, 1685-1750. The procession of the coffin verger primatial cross of York primatial cross of Canterbury the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Stephen Cottrell Archbishop of York, Primate of England and Metropolitan the Most Reverend and Right Honourable Justin Welby Archbishop of Canterbury, Primate of All England and Metropolitan the Cross of Westminster and Lights the Reverend Robert Latham Minor Canon and Sacrist the Reverend Mark Birch Minor Canon and Precentor M.R. Paul Bowman CBE Receiver General Sir Kenneth Olissa Obe High Bailiff of Westminster Verger the Venerable Tricia Hillis Canon Steward and Archdeacon of Westminster the Reverend Dr. James Hockey Canon Theologian and Almoner the Right Reverend Anthony Ball Canon of Westminster and Rector of St. Margaret's Church the Reverend David Stanton Sub-Dean and Canon and Treasurer Deans Verger the Very Reverend Dr. David Hoyle MBE Dean of Westminster Her Majesty's Coffin the Queen Consort, the King Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence, the Princess Royal the Duke of York the Countess of Wessex and Forfar, the Earl of Wessex and Forfar the Princess of Wales, the Prince of Wales Princess Charlotte of Wales, Prince George of Wales the Duchess of Sussex, the Duke of Sussex the Earl of Snowdon, Mr. Peter Phillips the Duke of Gloucester Prince Michael of Kent, the Duke of Kent music after the service, Allegro Maestoso, Sonata in G-Op 28. Edward Elgar members of the congregation are requested to remain in their places until invited to move by the honorary stewards. Later in the afternoon, the bells of the Abbey are rung fully muffled by the Westminster Abbey Company of Ringers in a peal of Stedman Caters, comprising 5,096 changes.